Support for today's broadcast comes from Common Ground Food Co-op in Lincoln Square Mall. Community-owned since 1974, Common Ground is a full-service grocer featuring locally grown and organic foods, as well as homemade healthy deli meals. More information is available at 352-3347 or at the co-op.
Hi, this is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Coming up next, almost everyone has family traditions for the holidays, time-honored ways to celebrate the season that often go back generations. But traditions also have beginnings, as Lisa Braltz reflects on in her latest edition of In My Backyard.
It seems like it was just Halloween, but the calendar says it's December, so everyone in the neighborhood's busy gussying things up for the winter holidays. One of my neighbors has had the garland and ribbons festooning his front porch for the last week. Lights and menorahs are up in the neighborhood, and I've even seen a few holiday trees in front windows, which got me thinking. For those who celebrate Christmas or Yule, what's the deal with your tree? Is it real or is it fake? Is it an evergreen or something else? Do you have a tree at all? I asked our friends and neighbors, Ed and Jana, what their decorating plans are for this holiday season.
Probably not have a Christmas tree this year. We have quite a few dogs, and it's not a very big house. And between dogs and the lack of space, it makes the Christmas tree more of an adventure than we want to have.
We have a very tall candelabra that we've put a wreath a long wreath on, and we've decorated that.
And we hang ornaments all over the house.
Yeah.
Like on anything you can hang an ornament on, it gets hung on.
Every
so
lamp.
Plants, if it's not moving, you know. So the dogs are off limits, but pretty much everything else is, you know, we'll hang ornaments on that. And we'll do that this year, too.
I grew up in a household where the tree we had over the holidays was whatever my parents felt they were able to deal with at the time. Sometimes it was real, sometimes it was artificial. My own family, though, seems to have a serious preference for real trees. There have been trees purchased on the winter solstice for $6 at the big box store, and there have been trees bought from the University of Illinois forestry students during their annual tree sale the first weekend in December near Race in Windsor in Urbana. There was also that one time that the tree we got came with its own mouse nest and inhabitants. We've never cut down our own tree. That's what my neighbor Sam plans on doing with his family this weekend. We've also never done the living tree thing, though I find the idea intriguing from a sustainability standpoint. You see, I'm the one in the family who usually is willing to buck existing tradition and do something different. It is hard sometimes to be that person, though, because most of the time, no one's too interested in deviating too much from the established holiday tradition. Except for this year. All three of us, as our son moved to Chicago last summer and will only be home for a couple of days, are actually considering not having a traditional tree. My husband, Jim, and our daughter, Lily, hold a lot of holiday traditions quite dear. But in 2010, they're both okay with not having a tree. I know why I'm okay with it. Our house is adorable, but tiny. We also have cats who cannot seem to control themselves around a holiday tree. They bat its ornaments, they drink its water, they climb its branches. But why is my family okay with it this year? I had to ask them.
I think it would be okay because I know that we would decorate in smaller places throughout the entire house rather than just having everything in one place right there. And also because we go to my grandparents and they always really get into the Christmas decorations. So, yeah.
My daughter, Lily, is a lot like her father. Instead of a tree, we might use other plants and food as decor. Not having a tree means cranberries and popcorn can be strung for use as garlands and bird food on outside greenery. Indoor decorating using popcorn seemed like a good idea until my friend Jill mentioned that in her childhood, her mom strung together packing peanuts instead of popcorn. Real popcorn on the tree might attract mice, said her mom. My friend Stephanie told me a pomegranate goes on the mantle at her house at holiday time and remains there for an entire year. It dries nicely and apparently doesn't attract rodents. Neither does the clove-stuffed orange my mom insisted I do for her several years running, or the applesauce cinnamon ornaments I used to make with my own kids years ago. Tradition, especially over the holidays, is important. But tradition is also something you can add as you go. There's no reason you can't do what you do already and put some applesauce cinnamon ornaments on that big jade plant, because that's what I'm going to do this year.
Lisa Broth's stories can also be heard on our website, WILLAG.org. Click on the In My Backyard link in the right navigation window. And you can also read her occasional blogs at majorprogression.wordpress.com.